House Democrats get more help investigating former President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and that assist comes from the current president. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.
President Biden is rejecting an executive privilege claim from former President Trump and allowing the National Archives to release White House visitor logs from January 6, 2021. Those records would show who had appointments and meetings at the White House on the day of the Capitol riot. White House counsel Dana Remus says President Biden considered his predecessor's claim to keep the records private, but decided it was not in the best interest of the United States. President Biden has allowed other White House records from the Trump administration to be released by the archives to the congressional panel investigating the January 6th attack. Dave.
Jared, Russia continues to insist using videos to back up its claim that some troops and weapons near Ukraine are being moved back to their bases, but the U.S. can't verify that, and NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says today,
they have increased the number of troops, and more troops are on their way.
President Biden has warned of severe punishment if Russia invades Ukraine. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
When officials around here talk about the possibility of Russia retaliating against U.S. sanctions, they direct us to the Colonial Pipeline hack from last spring that wreaked havoc up and down the East Coast.
Parents angry at the school board in San Francisco took action last night, voting three members out in a recall election.
All of them Democrats who critics say prioritized racial equality over education during the pandemic with a series of blunders, including renaming 44 schools they deemed to be offensive without a plan to get kids back into those very same schools.
Fox's Claudia account in San Francisco. In Missouri, a school bus taking a basketball team home from a high school game crashed late last night near Thomasville, veering off a highway, hitting several trees, then landing on its side. And while 18 students and two adults were hurt, most suffered just minor injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Yesterday's big stock market rally has not carried over. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, the Dow giving back a good chunk of yesterday's 400-plus point surge. It's down about 200 points right now. The NASDAQ is off by 170, and S&P is down more than 30. This coming after stronger-than-expected retail sales numbers out this morning, showing January climbed 3.8%. This after a drop in December, and it shows that the spending continued despite higher inflation, with Americans snapping up online goods, home furnishings, and autos. Top gainers today include Coke, Airbnb, Disney, and energy companies. Dave?
Lillian, oil is pricier today. It is rising $2, back over 94 bucks a barrel, and gas is up more than a penny. AAA's national average, now over 351 per gallon. That's a nickel more than last Wednesday, 21 cents higher than a month ago. The U.S. won two more Olympic medals today, gold and silver in men's free ski slope style, giving the Americans 19 medals in Beijing, but for the U.S. men's hockey team, another sad Olympic ending. They blew a lead in the final minute, then lost to Slovakia in a shootout, knocked out in the quarterfinals. The American women will play for hockey gold late tonight against Canada. It's also a big night on a famed NASCAR racetrack.
Michael McDowell came away with the fastest time during practice sessions at Daytona yesterday, as last year's Daytona 500 champ hopes to pull off the repeat bid on Sunday.
Revisiting and reliving all those fun moments that we had last year. It definitely motivates you to do it again.
Tonight, it's single car qualifying for the 64th edition of the Great American Race with some new formatting. Two rounds of qualifying. The top 10 speeds from round one will move on to round two. The fastest two cars in that round will lock in as the front row starters for the Daytona 500. The single car qualifying results will also set the lineups for the Blue-Green Vacation Duels races tomorrow night.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.